Rav Nevensol in his Sefer, Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeha, has a Perush on Megillas Eicha. And he also has various ideas in Hashkafa and Musar about the Inyonim of the Churban and Tshuva, about the Chataim that led to the Churban and Chet HaMeraglim. So I'm just going to present the things that Rav Nevensol has. As I've always mentioned, Rav Nevensol gives a lot of very strong Musar. I'm always uncomfortable. It's not my place to be giving this Musar. This Musar is as much to me as to anyone else listening. I'm just presenting what he says. When Rav Nevensol says it, and you see the person saying the Musar, so it has Rav Nevensol's son, Rav Chizkiya, always says to us that one of the reasons his father's Sfarim are so powerful is that everything his father writes, he lives. And it adds a lot. But I'm just sort of the kli to spread the Musar a little further, but it's not my place to be giving this Musar. I'm talking to myself as much as to anyone else. Okay. So Rav Nevensol first, I'll just quote parts of his Perush on Megillas Eicha. Okay. So first of all, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk refers to Tisha B'Av as a Moed. Kara Alai Moed. Moed means a set time. So Chazal understand that this is a reference to Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is called a Moed. Moed is like a Yom Tov. So why is Tisha B'Av a Moed? Rav Nevensol quotes two pshatim. He quotes the Gemara in Tainus, Gam Tisha B'Av Nikra Moed, Tainus Kaf Tes Amud Aleph. And therefore we don't say Tachanun, and we don't say Slichos, and we don't say Avinu Malkeinu. Ma'o HaMoed, L'Simcha Mazu Osa, B'Yom Hova Shal Yisrael. Hatshuva, number one, Ki B'Yom Zeh Yesh Gam Nechama, Al kach sheshafach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamoso al eitzim ve'avonim v'nechrab habayis shimhaya shofech kol chamoso al sonem shal Yisrael v'hoi selam tekuma. Based on, there's a Tosfos in Kedushin Adach Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph that Rav Nevensol refers to here, and it's based on Medrash Eicha Rabba in Perek Dalet Perek Dalet, and then Perek Dalet Yud Dalet. The idea is as follows. Chazal say that Hashem, in a sense, there was a positive thing in the destruction of the Churban. Why? Because Am Yisrael deserved such severe punishment. Hashem, in a sense, took out his anger and his wrath on the Beis Hamikdash so that in the end we were saved. We deserved X amount of punishment. Hashem, in a sense, gave that punishment to Am Yisrael through Churban Habayis, and therefore we had received our allotted amount of punishment, and we ourselves weren't destroyed. So in that sense, there is a sense of Nechama on Tisha B'Av as well. That's one idea. The other idea is, Gam Shoresh HaGeula Heichel B'Yom HaChurban Shebiyom Tisha B'Av Nolad Melech HaMashiach. Well, Chazal say that Melech HaMashiach is going to be born on Tisha B'Av. So there's this idea that the Churban, in a sense, reflects the beginning of the Geula process. And there's this connection of Galus and then leading up to the ultimate Geula. So in that sense, Tisha B'Av is a Moed because, Rav Nevensol writes, that the Shoresh HaGeula begins on Tisha B'Av as well. There's a wonderful Sefer called Sefer Avelus HaChurban. Well, wonderful not as far as the topic, but as far as the presentation of all the Makoros by Rav Yoel Schwartz Shlita. He has written many, many, many Sfarim. He gathers many of the Makoros on various topics in Torah and Halacha and Hashkafa. So on page 48, this idea that the Mashiach is going to be born on Tisha B'Av, he quotes it from Eicha Rabba, Parsha Aleph, Piska Nun Aleph, and he connects it to the famous Gemara at the end of Makos, that when Rabbi Akiva saw a fox wandering through Makam HaMikdash, so the other Tanayim were crying, Rabbi Akiva was happy. Rabbi Akiva said that just like this Nebuah came true, so to the future nevuas of Binyan HaMikdash will come true as well. So we see this idea, this sense of optimism. That's what's reflected here in this Chazal, that true, today is Churban HaBayis, but Chazal tell us that this is going to be the beginning of the Nevuah too. And just like Churban HaBayis happened based on the Nevuahs, we have to believe Mashiach is going to come based on all the Nevuahs. And since today is when the Mashiach is going to be born, there is that sense of Moed as well. I discussed the Sefer Avos HaKurban elsewhere on the CD. I went through many of the ideas in Hashkafa, which Rav Yoel Schwartz presented. Okay. In Pasuk Yud Zayin, we have the phrase, Persa Tzion B'yodeha. Tzion has spread out her hands. So based on this Pasuk, there is a minhag that when you pass bread, you don't pass the bread hand to hand, but rather you put the bread in front of the person next to you and he takes it. This is in the Shulchan Aruch Simukuf Samach Zayin Seif Yud Ches. And the remez is here, that here Tzion's in Aveilus and Paris at Tzion B'yodeh, she spreads out her hands. So when you're in Aveilus, you take the bread hand to hand. So this pasuk is the marker. Now, so Rav Nevetzel refers to that here. Harem is nichtav pasuk ze. Peres atzion biyodeh mibnei shetzion aveila v'derech avel l'kabel biyodeh as prusas hamotzim yad hanosein. So therefore, when you pass the bread around on Shabbos, you're not supposed to hand the bread person to person. You rather put the bread in front of the person next to you, and that person takes it or passes it on to the next person and puts it in front of them. Now, what's the idea? I always wondered about this. Why is passing it hand to hand a symbol of avelus? So Nevinzal explains, "Madu anasinas harprusa miyad liyad hisimun haavelus nivreshu kein sudas havra shenosnim laavel veinu b'shai leachol mishalo hadavar mesamel ki b'rotzono loy ochol migold osaro." The first meal an avel has when coming back from the cemetery, called sudas havra. The halacha is that others give him the meal. He doesn't eat from himself. Rabbi Nevetzel writes, the symbolism is that the person feels such avelus, such sadness, he wouldn't eat at all. Except his other person is telling him, listen, you have to eat. So I'm giving you food, you should eat. But on my own, I wouldn't have eaten at all. So passing hand to hand is similar. When I put the food in front of you, you might not take it. But I put it in your hand. I'm saying, listen, I want you to eat now. So passing bread hand to hand reflects the similar theme of the Sudas Havra, that you're giving the avil food from someone else, giving it to the avil. The same theme. It's as if I don't want to eat right now. You're forcing me to. You give me the food, so then I'll eat. So that's why I always wondered about this. That's what Nevinzal's explanation, that by passing hand to hand is a symbol of avelus. It reflects the same theme as the Sudas Havra, and therefore that and the remez, the source for the remez for the idea, is here in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Ches. Tzadik hu Hashem. Hashem is a tzadik. Chazal say that this pasuk refers to Yoshio HaMelech. Yoshio HaMelech was a tzaddik. Yoshio brought about a tremendous, the Pesukim describe in Melachim Beis, Perakov Gimel, he brought about tremendous tshuva and got rid of Avodah Zarah, etc. And Yoshio was a great tzaddik. Now, towards the end of Yoshio's reign, so the Melech of Mitzrayim wanted to fight against Ashur, which was above Eretz Yisrael. And he asked Yoshio to let his people come through Eretz Yisrael. And Yoshio said no, based on his, he had a psukim. He said Hashem promised to be no foreign armies in Eretz Yisrael. He said no. Yirmiyahu told Yoshio, let him go through. Hashem wants him to let him go through. He said, you're not big enough of a tzaddikim to think that you'll never have any goyim in your land anymore. And Yoshiyahu didn't listen. And in the end, he was killed. When the Mitzrayim came through, after Yoshiyahu said no, so there was a battle, and Yoshiyahu was killed. And he was killed in a horrible way. The Psukim described, was killed with hundreds of arrows. So Yoshiyahu was killed. Although he was a great tzaddik, he overestimated the level of his generation. He thought that Hashem's promises that there will never be foreign armies in Eretz Yisrael when I'm still serving Hashem well would protect him. But he made a mistake. Now, so this pasuk, Tzadik Hu Hashem, reflects Yoshio's greatness. Because in his dying moment, he was mekabel the onesh of Hashem. Tzadik Hu Hashem, because I disobeyed him, I went against what Hashem said. And that's this pasuk in Eicha, pasuk Yud Ches, the greatness of Yoshio. Amru Chazal, Shlosh Meos Chitzim Yaru Yarei Achitzim be Yoshio. And Yirmiyahu saw Yoshio was dying. And Yirmiyahu thought, maybe Chas V'Shalom Yoshio is angry against Hashem. And he heard Yoshio say, Tzadiku Hashem Ki Pihu Marisi. Hitzdik Loves Hadin. Oh, Yoshio was a great tzaddik. Reb Nemtzel writes, Diktek Imo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kechut HaSayra. Hashem judged him very severely. When you're such a great tzaddik, even a minor mistake, what was his mistake? He should have asked Yirmiyahu what to do. Oh, so that's this pasuk. You should know this pasuk is what Yoshiyahu said in his dying moments. It reflects his tremendous tzidkus. Rav Nemtzel writes here, Musar for us, Nitzan liros mikan ad kami achol b'litol etzem in hachachamim shebador. Even the Goyim have to ask Eitzah. Yoshio was a tremendous tzaddik, a great leader, and yet he should have asked an Eitzah. So we see from here the importance of asking advice of older people, people greater, and even the Gedolim should ask. And there are stories like this. There are stories like this, I mean, things that happened, that different Gedolim would ask each other advice. They would ask each other halachic shailas, for sure, and they would ask each other Eitzah. It's well known that when Rav Moshe and Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky were sort of the leaders of the yeshiva world in America, they would regularly consult with each other. Rav Moshe would call Rav Yaakov and ask him, you know, what does Muncie say? Rav Yaakov was living in Muncie. What does Muncie say about this? And the Gedolim would ask each other for advice. It shows tremendous anava. You're a gadol, you know Kol Torah Kula. You clearly have ideas, you have Das Torah, yet you ask another gadol his opinion as well to try to work things out even better. This is mamish, a beautiful musar, and that's the musar we can take from Yoshio. As great as he was, as great a tzaddik as he was, as much as he accomplished, he still should have asked more advice, and that we can learn that from him. That's Reb Nemtzel's musar here in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Ches. Oh. Then pasuk Yud Ches, Karasi l'mahavai Hema Rimuni. Karasi l'mahavai Hema Rimuni. This is a reference to the Arabs, Ishmael. What do the words mean? The words mean. I called for those that loved me, but they deceived me. They tricked me. What is it? So Rashi quotes the Bnei Yishmael. When Amisa was going into Golus, the Bnei Yishmael came out and said, "Oh, you have service here. Here, let me give you some water. Let me give you some food and water." And they gave them salty food, and Amisa was very thirsty. And then they gave them, after the salty food, they gave them canteens to drink, but the canteens were full of air, with no water inside. And they opened them up, and when they wanted to drink a lot, and they're waiting for that, you know, to quench their thirst, the air came in instead, and they were so thirsty in the hot sun, and they died. Pretty severe. Now, Reb Nevinzel writes. So this pasuk is the makor for what Chazal say that they tricked me. Reb Nevinzel writes. He thinks this is amazing. He thinks there's a remez for this episode regarding the placement of Kever Racha. Here's what he writes. Nitanunso remez lamuraze. Racha nikbra bebeis lechem. Madu nikbra bekirat arba im yotzer aimahot. Pershu Chazal. Chazal say in Brachos Perek Memches, Kisha yelchu Yisrael l'golus yavru beis lechem. Yivkol kfar kibra shalima Racha. Rachel wanted to be buried over there so she could help Am Yisrael when they go into Golos. So that's why Rachel was buried in Beis Lechem, to help Am Yisrael when they go into Golos. That's what Chazal say in Brachos. Rashi quotes it in Brachos Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Zayin. So now this is interesting. Kever Rachel is in Beis Lechem, to the south of Yerushalayim. Am Yisrael went into Golos towards Bavel, which is north of Eretz Yisrael. So how come they began their trek going southwards? That's an interesting question. Why did they go by Kever Rachel? They were leaving Eretz Yisrael by the north. Oh, so Avnevinzel writes, this is what he says, Bikshu Yisrael Bakasha Miuchedes Me'abavliim. Holichunu Eitzel Bnei Yishmael. They dafka wanted to go that way. Am Yisrael wanted to go by Kever Rachel because of the schus that they would have. So Am Yisrael dafka, and that's where the Arabs lived in Beis Lechem. So we see a remez of Am Yisrael dafka going out of its way to see the Arabs. That's not why they went that way. They went that way to see Kever Rachel. But they had a special request. No, they said to the Babylonians, don't take us straight to Bavel. Take us through Beit Lechem first, where the Bnei Yishmael are. Oh. And that's how they passed Kever Rachel. So that's one remez to this idea that Am Yisrael met the Bnei Yishmael as they were leaving to go into Golos. Number two, he says, the Psukim tell us Am Yisrael arrived in Bavel a year and a half after the Churban. On Hay Teves, a year and a half after the Churban. Why did it take so long? Why did it take a year and a half to get to Babel? So Rav Nevinzel writes, Gam Kan Nitan Limso Smuchin LeDarshat Chazal SheBiksu Yisrael from the Bavlim SheYarichu Asidach VeYaruchem Etzel Bnei Yishmael. They asked to go in that other way. They went south first. Am Yisrael went out of its way again to go southwards first to go past Kever Rachel. And that's why it took so long. That's a second remez, just from the psukim, from the facts, of this Maimer Chazal, of the Yishmaelim tricking us, of us meeting the Yishmaelim, and then tricking us on the way. Okay. That's what Nevinzel and Pasuk Yutes. I'm sorry, Rachel didn't ask to be buried there. Rashi says, Al Pia Dibur, Kvart Yashem. Rashi over there in Bereishis says, that Yaakov buried her because Hashem told him to. Hashem wanted Rachel to be there, so she could help Am Yisrael and daven for them and cry for them when they go into Golos. Okay. Next, in Perek Beis Pasuk Aleph, Rav Nevinzel points out that this pasuk refers to one of the basic mistakes Am Yisrael made, Bizman the Churban. The pasuk writes, the Lo Zachar Hadom Raglav Biyom Hapo. Hashem did not remember his footstool on the day of his anger, the day of his wrath. This refers to the Beis Hamikdash, Rashi quotes. What's the idea? Rav Nevinzel quotes that the Psukim say, Am Yisrael thought that the Zuchus Beis Hamikdash Tagein Ba'adam. It says in Yom Yehu Perek Zayin, Ha'omim, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heima. We're not going to be destroyed because we have a Beis Hamikdash. So Am Yisrael said, we can't be this. We have Hashem here in the Beis Hamikdash. We're not going to lose out. And therefore, they didn't think the Oivim would be able to conquer them. That was their mistake. That's the pshat. Lo zachar dom raglov, that means kaviyachol, Hashem, bizman the churban kaviyachol, lo zachar kadosh baruch hu es hamikdash nikra dom raglov. Hashem, in a sense, forgot about the base of mikdash. Kaviyachol. And Hashem said, no, it's not going to save you. That's how, so this pasuk is a remez to what the psukim describe in Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin, Am Yisrael's over-reliance, over-confidence based on having the base of Mikdash, they thought they would never be destroyed. Next, Perek Beis, Pasuk, Tes. The Psukim writes, Malka v'Yisrael b'Goyim ein Torah. When Am Yisrael is amongst the Goyim, there's no Torah. What does that mean? So this means that on a practical level, when Am Yisrael is in Golus, the Lima Torah isn't as good. Rav Nemetzar writes, Kishrei Yisrael b'Golus, Chasra, Chaseira, Haskula Ruchanit, V'Chachmas HaTorah HaYotzeis Mitzion. There's a special school, Chachmas Eretz Yisrael. Avir Eretz Yisrael Machkim. Am Yisrael doesn't have it anymore. Kach Pirish Rav the Gra, we say at the end of it's the Gra at the end of Pirkei Avos, Perakei. We say in davening, Yibratzon Shibana Beis Hamikdash, Vesein Kolkeinu Basor Asecha. Right, the tefillah we say at the end of Shmon Esrei. What's the connection of Binyan Abayis and Sein Kolkeinu Basor Asecha? Bizman Achurban Achelch Shalom B'Torah Einu Shalim. Rakhi Shibana Beis Hamikdash Maybe Ameinu Yechokeinu Shalim B'Torah. Oh, it's known that Rav Dessler said. Rav Dessler lived in England, and he made then he came to Israel, made Aliyah. Rav Dessler writes. He testified about himself. He had a lot more hatzlacha in learning in Eretz Yisrael than in Chutz Laaretz. He says in Eretz Yisrael, the same chiddush would come to him much more quickly than in Chutz Laaretz. He mamash felt that difference of Yirat Yisrael Machkim. Oh, so that's one shot. That's one shot of the pasuk. So when Am Yisrael is in Golus, there's no Torah. They don't have the same. And this is a Gemara in Chagiga Daf Hamid based that Kevan Shigol Yisrael Mimkomam. It says there that Hashem cries over the bittul Torah of Golus. So that's another angle, similar to what Nevin Saul says, that when Am Yisrael is in Golus, it causes bittul Torah, all the running around and all the tzaras. We're not b'shekhet u'b'shalva, and you're lacking a vir d'sel machkim. That's this pasuk, Malkov v'sareha b'goyim ein Torah. You're not going to have the same hatzlacha. And Limuto. Okay. That's one shot in this pasuk. Now, in pasuk Yudalid, Yirmiyahu refers to the Nevi'a HaShekir. When Yirmiyahu was prophesizing about Churban HaBayis, some other people took a chance. Oh, they took the opportunity, you know, to be Nevi'a HaShekir. No, it's going to be okay. And then the Am Yisrael loved them and liked them, and you know, and who's good for them? For these Nevi'im. It says in Pasuk Yudalid, Nevi'ayah chazu lach shav, v'safel, v'glila avaneich, etc. These prophets, vanity, foolishness, deception, these are the Nevi'ei Sheker who caused a lot of tzaras to Yirmiyahu and to Am Yisrael. Oh. Amru Chazal, Kol yom v'yom b'fnei achurban, Shalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shnei Nevi'im v'Yushalayim, L'hochicham, L'man Yitzav Lem. Oh, but they didn't listen. Rather, Kamu Lem Nevi'ei Sheker, who said, Shalom Yeruchem, you'll be okay, don't worry. That's this pasuk. The Nevi'ei Sheker, who misled Am Yisrael. Oh, now, in Yirmiyahu Perek Kaf Gimel, he gives Musa to the Nevi'ei HaShekher. And he says, Rav Nemetzal explains, Lo rak shenibuasam enu nevuah el shemachaskim heim es yedei arishoyim. Lubit yeshub es ish miraso. It's not just that they're wrong, they're misleading. That because of the Nevi'ei HaShekher, no one's doing tshuva. Hefech tafkir anav, mamash the opposite of the Navi. So that's this pasuk. This pasuk talks about the Nevi'ei HaShekher. Now, Rav Nemetzal then quotes a maisa here from the psukim in Yirmiyahu, which generates such stark muster, it's unbelievable. Now, he says, Yesus born in Maisav shall not be Sheker, Hayy me Yirmiyahu, v'ulum me Musar Haskel, learn Musar from it. He says as follows. You know, Chazal say that a Rasha, afilo pischo shel gehenem, einem chozim b'tshuva. Some Rishayim can be so bad, and they can mamash see gehenem in front of them, and they still be moda al emes. There was an Avi Sheker, Bizman Yirmiyo. So, Chazal say as follows. Yirmiyo said, Yirmiyo had a nevuah. Yirmiyo said, you're going to die this year. Bashana ha'u yamus. This is all when you look in Yirmiyo, Perakov Ches, Psukim Tez Zayin, Yud Zayin with Rashi. You're going to die this year. So what happened? That Navi was dying Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, Kishira, Kikosa Elov Hara, when he saw he was about to die, Tziva es Anche Beso, She'af Omnam Kimeis Hu Bashana Ha'i, even though he did die that year before Rosh Hashanah, Lo Yigburu Arachar Rosh Hashanah. They shouldn't bury him right away. Bury him after Rosh Hashanah. Why? So the people shouldn't think that Yirmiyahu's vua came true. So this Navi Sheker, in his dying moments, was trying to still, in a sense, win out over Yirmiyahu and trick the people into thinking that Yirmiyahu's nevuah did not come true. The Dabar Zeh Noira, this is awesome, unbelievable. Be'regav ha'achronim, this Navi's dying. He sees Hashem is right. Emes hayah dvar Hashem b'fi Yirmiyahu. He's about to die, as Yirmiyahu said. And what's he thinking in his last dying moments when he sees dvar okeinu yakum le'olam? Ribo nasim dvar acher. Eich adayin nitan l'hatos esa'am. V'lom Hashem shemes rak acher rashan v'chashem lo niskayim dir b'Yirmiyahu. In his dying moments, this Rasha's thoughts are, how can I still trick the people? Oh, this is what Chazal. So number one, this proves Chazal's statement that Rishayim Eva Pisvol Shel Gehenem don't do tshuva. Okay. The Musa we can learn from this is you have to learn to be makabel. One Musa is be makabel the emes. This Navi Sheker is teaching us the extreme wrong way to do things. Mamish, he sees the emes in front of him. He's about to die, and he's not makabel the emes. You train yourself to makabel the emes. Sometimes the MS hurts, sometimes the MS is embarrassing. We have to train ourselves to makabel the MS and do the opposite of this Navi Sheker. That's one idea. Another idea that came to mind when I read this piece from Rav Nevensol is as follows. This Navi was so committed to his life that mamish, to his dying moment, he was in a sense serving, you know, his approach to life. His mistaken approach. A Jew should be an Ovid Hashem to the point that mamish to his last day, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah, a Jew is a chiyuv to learn Torah mamish, including the last day of his life. And if we can train ourselves to be Ovid Hashem, to get to the level where mamish in our dying moments, when a person's dying, to be serving Hashem. Rav Orlovik Shlita, his Rebbe was Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal. And Rav Orlovik, in one of his books, writes a brief description of the greatness of Rav Simcha. And he writes that one of the people who was in the room when Rav Simcha Wasserman was dying testified to the following. That this doctor appeared to be distraught as Rav Simcha was dying. Rav Simcha Wasserman noticed the worry on this man's face, and Rav Simcha Wasserman, in his dying moments, was comforting the person who was upset and worried and nervous about Rav Simcha's upcoming death. Unbelievable. To be at the Madrega, that you're an Oved Hashem, you have a sensitive soul, that literally you're helping others in your dying moments. That's Rav Simcha, that's the opposite extreme of this Navi Sheker. This Navi Sheker had his Shita in life, and he stuck to his guns, he stuck to his Shita, his incorrect Shita in his dying moments. We, who know we have the MS, we should work on the idea of sticking to our guns, and sticking to Avodas Hashem, mamish, a person should have this commitment even up until his dying moments. Okay. Those are the Nevi HaSheker in Perek Beis. Perek, let's continue. Pasuk Yudches in Perek Beis refers to crying. It refers to the Chomas Bas Tzion, the wall of Bas Tzion. Haridi Kanachal Dima, it cries. Rav Neventzal points out here, this is a remez to the Kosel Maravi. Yesh Nemesores, that the Chomas Bas Tzion Atzubakan is Chomas Avnei HaKotel, that it cries on Tisha B'Av. That's what this pasuk refers to. That's a mesora. That the Chomas Bas Tzion, the Kosel, in a sense, cries about the Churban every year on Tisha B'Av. Next, Perek Gimel, pasuk Tes Zayin. So this is the pasuk which is a remez to the idea of dipping our food in ashes at the Suda Mafsekas. The pasuk writes, "By a grace be chatzos shinai, my teeth were ground on the gravel. Hich pishani ba'efer, I was like cowering in the ashes." I was cowering in the ashes. So Chazal referred to this pasuk, the idea of eating the Suda Mafsekas with ashes. This is in the Gemara Tainus, Perek Dad Halacha Vav, that Rav would dip his bread into ashes, and he quote this pasuk, Hich Shifani Ba'afar. Hich Pishani Ba'afar. Now, Rav Nemetzal quotes here a halachic discussion, very interesting halachic discussion. It's not much of a machlokes halacha l'maisa. As follows. If a person is unfortunately lulling or sick and they can't fast on Tisha B'Av, okay. So he's going to eat and drink? Okay. Now, what if Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday? So when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday, we discuss in the halacha section, you don't say Abdullah Motzei Shabbos, you say Abdullah Sunday night. Because you're not going to eat till after Abdullah anyway. Yeah, but this cholah has to eat now, and you can't eat without saying Havdalah. So you're going to make Havdalah on Sunday. Okay. Making Havdalah on Sunday. Now, when you make Havdalah on Sunday, can you have wine? Or should you make the Havdalah on something else, like beer, or coffee, tea, natural juice, Chamer Medina? So, the Brisker of Paskin, based on some earlier makoros, that one is allowed to drink wine on Tisha B'Av itself, if necessary. That the isser of drinking wine is at the Suda Mafsekas. But there's no isser per se of drinking wine on Tisha B'Av. Now, obviously you can't eat it on Tisha B'Av, but if you have to make Avdala on wine. And that was the psak. Tisha B'Av, like an Avel. An Avel is allowed to have wine, an onay can't have wine. But an Avel can have wine. An onen is, when somebody dies, then before the mace is buried, the close relatives are an onen. A special series of specific halachos. But once they're buried, it's an Avel. Once he's buried, he's an Avel. So that's the psak. Rav Shlomo Zalman argued and said, no, you can't have wine on Tisha B'Av. Rav Shlomo Zalman said it like this. So Rav Nemetzal explained, the language of the Gemara Tainus is that Rav would dip his bread into the ashes, he would say, Zuhi Se'udas Tisha B'Av, meaning when he ate the Suda Mafsekas, he would say, this is the Se'uda of Tisha B'Av. What does that mean? So it sounds like it means that really we were supposed to have this Suda on Tisha B'Av, to dafka, eat in this Avela stick away with ashes, but it's a fast day. So we're moving the Suda up to Erev Tisha B'Av. But really, in its Yesod, it's a Tisha B'Av Suda. And since Chazal assered meat and wine at Suda Mafsekas, one can infer from the fact that Rav called it a Sudas Tisha B'Av that wine is aser on Tisha B'Av as well. In its essence, b'mahuta, he nishera Sudas Tisha B'Av. But Rav Nachman goes further. The Gemara in Taina says, kol ha'okel baser v'shos yayin b'Tisha B'Av, it's a terrible avera. So Rashi says over there that this Gemara refers to Sudas Mapsekis. So again, it's striking that just like the Yerushalmi quotes Rav as referring to the Suda Mafsekes as the Su'udas Tisha B'Av, so too the simple reading of the Bavli refers to the Suda Mafsekes as the Su'udas Tisha B'Av. So these diukim in the language, Rabbi Amitzal points out, are a support for Rav Shlomo Zalman's psak that the Isser of Basar V'Yayin on Erev Tisha B'Av at Suda Mafsekes is really an Isser on Tisha B'Av itself. And this is the Suda of Tisha B'Av. And that's Rav Nevin Saul's support for Rav Shlomo Zalman's Psach against the Psach of the Brisker Rav. Okay, these are some ideas of Rav Nevin Saul Shlita on Megillas Eicha. He has more. I just picked out certain things that he said. That's Rav Nevin Saul on Megillas Eicha.